SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, and I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility. It's the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember, looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Homes were evacuated, and Oshkosh police asked drivers to avoid Highway 91 between Oakwood Road and Global Parkway when a tanker truck carrying ethanol rolled over this morning. Oshkosh police say the accident happened just before 2 a.m. No one was injured in the crash. Police don't believe that the tanker truck was leaking, but they evacuated homes just to be safe. The Menasha Police Department wants to hire more officers due to an increase in population and the number of calls. To do so will require a referendum asking taxpayers for an extra 73 cents per $1,000 on property valuation. That works out to an extra $114 per year for the average home value. The city's administrative committee is reaching out to the Department of Revenue for more information. They'll address the issue at the August 5th meeting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, that I just see that. It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine through early afternoon, and then we do have a chance of an isolated shower or two popping through here by late today and again into tonight. Our high today, 68. The wind northeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. More sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, State Assembly Rep. Robin Vining is our guest on our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, Berkshire Hathaway, just down the block here in the corner of Walnut and Broadway. And fun people, aren't they?
They great energy, and they can really relate to a lot of different people. I mean, it's a husband and wife, but they just know the right thing to do, and they're really tactful about explaining it to people that this is what we should do. I know you're in love with this, but we need to move this out and put this here because it's going to help sell your home. And they have statistics to back it up. I mean, think about that. A house that's staged properly, I mean, 8%, that's a lot. If you're talking a couple $100,000 to actually, she said, 23%? But
yep.
I think what's cool is what Ben said about the fact that if you stage your house properly, it can sell in 23 days versus an average of 184. That's significant. That can really get your life moving. And you got to listen to people like that. They know what they're doing. And I'm glad they're partners with us.
Absolutely. Very cool.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, I still think that's, excuse me, and one of my buddies just texted me too. Yeah. Shano now has Sundrop beer. Why did, is Sundrop, I mean, is that where Sundrop was first invented?
That's soda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes a little bit like Squirt.
Yep.
And I've always been a Squirt fan.
Yep. No, that would be it.
Yeah. But because it's like when I lived in Flint was the home of Werner's Ginger Ale. You ever have Werner's Ginger Ale? It's really good.
Yeah.
You ever have Todd?
I lived in Michigan, and that's all you could get over there.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
But nowhere else, right?
Right.
You can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. When I went down to Mississippi right after that, couldn't find it. Had to have it shipped down by family.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Werner's Ginger Ale was fantastic.
And where was, remember Ting? Tang?
Ting.
Ting, right?
Was that Sean?
Was that New London?
Well, it was New London.
I think. There's a great little shop in New London of all old soda type things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that was popular.
Yes. Ting was huge.
That was huge. Everybody had that. So, hey, you talked about what a nice day it is. I just went out to feed the meter, which I have to do every couple hours. It's beautiful out there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a fun day today. So,
is that bike place open today? I might go there. Although I got allergies so bad, I don't know if today's a good day to do it.
So
does anybody know what's blooming out there? Because my head is just a mess right now.
You can look it up on your phone if I could find mine, but it tells you if it's mold, if it's birch, if it's they tell you what's high, what's low, and since you haven't been tested, then you could just tell by looking at the phone. But that Allegra D is what my doctor recommended. He said it's over the counter. You got to ask for it because of the decongestant or whatever the D in the. It's got something in there that they don't want to sell that you can buy a lot of. So you have to ask for it. They just ask for your driver's license. But that has worked for me. I have allergies. I've had allergies since I was a little kid. This has not been a bad season for me. You're hurting today a little
bit. Just started. Must be from that rain last night that something got kicked in.
Something started blooming.
Yeah. Does anybody else get hit last night with some kind of a allergy type thing?
Ironically, I just pulled it up about the pollen in Northeast Wisconsin. Tree pollen is low, grass pollen low, and no weed pollen right now.
Then
so
what is it?
I don't know.
Wow.
John, maybe it's the shock of no weed. I'm just kidding. I should pick on you like that.
Always with the weed.
Todd, what's up with this guy?
I don't know. I think
what's up with this guy?
Maybe what is, he's got a problem.
Well, maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe he gets done with the show.
Well, what's the Shakespeare thing? Thou doth protest too much?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to bring out whatever your weird thing was with the turtle, I'll bring out Shakespeare.
Okay. All right.
Just throwing it out there.
Really? Everything's low? Mold is low?
I don't see a mold one here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one you probably got to take a look at.
I don't know.
That can get your allergies going.
Yeah. All right. I can handle it.
Yes, you got to find something because you're kind of hurting today a little bit.
But
so.
I still want to do that bike ride. And whoever wants to join us, let us know. We're going to do this. We're going to bike to Shawano.
Yeah, let's.
But then we'll have a pickup car that'll drive us back.
Oh,
I
totally.
Think. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, otherwise, you're doing like 100 miles.
No, I can't do that.
My thighs can't handle that.
I'll be sore the next day.
Yeah. Because my thighs almost like rub together sometimes.
Hey, you want to do that on.
I mean, I've seen sparks fly out.
Oh, jeez.
Swear to God. What are you doing?
Call them what you want. I'm looking at the calendar to see what date we can do this because I think we want to do it and then talk about it on Monday. So maybe the 6th or 7th.
All right. I think it should be one of your Tuesday travels.
No.
Why not?
Because we need a day to recover, I think.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, but yeah. we're recording these ahead of time, so we could do it whenever and play the audio and stuff back on Tuesdays.
No, I'm just talking about walking back here into work the next day after.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Todd. I'm going to be laid on a couch for 2 days after that. Not even a question. How many miles do you think? Okay, I haven't biked in a long time. How many miles do you think is reasonable that I'd be able to do in a day? 10?
15.
15? Okay. All right. I can do that.
Well, no, in a day.
Yeah.
We have to do, what are we going to leave on a Wednesday to meet her on Friday?
What do you mean?
It's probably 15 miles to get to Shawano.
Well, I'm talking
like
about training.
35.
I'm talking about training before this gym.
Oh.
That's okay. What I'm talking about. I'm not going to do this. This is going to be my first bike ride. I'm going to train for a couple of weeks.
Couple.
Get ready for it. Yeah.
Because I think. If this works, I think we should tell people how pleasant it was, how great it was.
Absolutely.
What we saw. So let's shoot for Todd. Let's find some dates that can work.
All right.
All right. Well, here's the other thing to keep in mind.
7th.
Peter and Tracy are coming in on Monday because they're going to be taking their trip to New York. So you can ask them directly some advice.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
Want to do that on my birthday, June 7th?
Your birthday's June 7th?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Same day as Prince. It's a Friday.
Yeah, I know. You told us that every time.
I know. I think it's cool. I think that's.
And you guys were born the same day, same year?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You got that going for you.
Same
which
time.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Okay. I'm around to talk about it.
All right. But you do have a bike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm getting the bike. Won't even talk about it
anymore. Let's pencil that in.
Just doing that. The 7th?
We got to talk to Brittany. Is that too soon?
Yeah, we got to get
it. It's a month.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be okay with that.
Okay. It's a month from yesterday.
Okay.
So we are going to go, we're going to bike, we're going to call Brittany, and then we have all weekend to recoup.
Yeah.
Which is good.
That's exactly right.
And then we'll come in Monday and we'll talk about it with
her.
Okay. Todd, while you were stepping out.
I wonder if we should go camping.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
No way. Just that is off the table. Nope. Ain't going to do that. Nope.
We could camp in Shawano that night, come back the next day.
Nope. Not doing that. Okay, Todd.
You can have your own tent.
Can you imagine him in a tent?
Nope. You would not. No, that would be a long. Nope. In doing that. So the 7th.
You'd be in your own tent over there,
John.
I'm in my tent over there. No. Why is that so?
Oh, sleeping out. Why when there's? I don't understand camping. Just the whole concept of going backwards in life. Like, why would you want to camp when there's
hotels?
Because
you're embracing nature.
I'm gonna walk. I'll go for a walk. I'll go for, I love nature.
You're embracing the floras and the fauna. What is it called? Flora and fauna?
Are you back to Shakespeare? What are you doing, John?
No, flora and fauna. Get out in nature.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would camp.
I think that's great. If there's a lot. Believe it or not, my kids love camping, and they didn't learn it from me. I do not. I took them camping because that's like a dad thing to do, but no.
Mm-mm. No?
No, I think what we'll do, if there's a hotel along the way, maybe we could look at that. But I think we should just go there.
Do you want me to stay in a different hotel?
Todd,
that be okay?
Todd, we're penciling June 7th to do this, to meet Brittany in Shawano. We'll leave right after the show at 9:30.
Well, you have to understand now. Hold on. Because she actually has a gig. Like, it's not like she's only on for a couple of hours. Because she's the news director up there as well.
Huh.
So she works all day. So it may not be during the week.
What's that like?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we have to do that Saturday then.
There's going to be a lot of people.
Huh?
Then there's going to be a
lot of
people.
Well, we haven't had a single person say they want to come along with us yet.
Yeah, but I
not
think
a single
weekends.
One. No one. So it's not going to be a lot of people.
So we probably could use just one tent if you want to do it that way.
All right, we'll figure this out. We'll call Brittany. All right. She's, yeah, she works all day, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we're going to do that.
All right, so Todd's going to be on that. We're still waiting for Terry Barr, and then we've got Andy McNamara and Bob Minter coming up. Code Zero Radio, which sounds like a lot of fun.
And what is that again?
Again, local musicians, podcast. Right?
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Local really promoting podcast. All the great local music in Wisconsin.
Yep. Okay. We're going to have a great fun with that. So we're mentioning about some of the days today. Today is also golf day. Okay. Do you golf?
Yeah, I'm not a good golfer.
See, you're one of the few politicians that don't golf.
A lot of, you're right about that. A lot of
I remember, who was it? One of the former Packers, and he wanted to stay around Green Bay, and somebody said, first thing you got to do is learn how to golf.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be so much business taking place on a golf course. You can't believe it.
And as a politician, Mondays are usually charity golfing.
Yes.
Because right? we have our golf tournament, not ours, but the new community shelter. You and I worked that last year. There's a lot
next year we're doing a golf tournament for the show.
I know.
We're doing a golf tournament.
I want to do that. And we'll decide where the money's going, but I want to do that.
We got to talk to Coyne and Ryan and the entire bunch from Midwest.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just don't have to. I've taken golf lessons. I don't have the patience for it. I don't like it. I don't do stuff I don't like.
You do this show.
I threw that. That is true. That's the one.
All right.
No, but I have no patience. I throw the clubs and,
do you? You're a club thrower?
Yeah. I hate it. But this is what I just want to say this about me, John.
You're a club thrower.
This is what you would like about. Do you golf? We'll go sometime.
Not anymore, I don't.
Okay.
I used to want to until I blew up my back.
This is what happens is I'll get one really good shot.
Sure.
I'll be like, I got it in me to do this.
Yes.
And then the rest of them are not good.
Okay.
But so I got clubs.
That's the
go.
Thing you got to play. Right? You can go fishing once every 5 years and you still know how to fish.
Yeah.
But with golfing, once you give it up, once you kind of lose it. You're screwed then.
Man.
You really are. It's a whole different ballgame.
The driving range. This is what happens to me. I'll go to the driving range, and it's like, wow.
Hit them great.
And then I get on the course, and it's shanking them. And
everybody's
missing.
Like that.
No, not. Anyway, I am.
You know why it is?
I'll go to one tournament a year.
A golf pro told me one time why that is. Because in your mind, you're saying, okay, if I hit a bad shot here on this driving range, big deal. I got a whole bucket of balls to keep hitting. But when you're out there with that ball and that's it,
one
you got
shot.
That one shot, the pressure you put on yourself is what does it.
Yeah.
And I kind of believe that.
Me too.
I really and truly do.
Yeah, I don't.
I totally believe that.
So I'm not going to be a good golfer, but I'd like to be an average golfer. Like I would like to learn how to do that. But not now.
Right.
And it's going to take a little bit more time. Patients or
all right, I understand
drugs
no
or something, but
drugs. I was back to the drugs.
Something's got to slow me down.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
what is,
no,
I don't
something's
got
to slow me down.
Do we need an intervention? Jim?
I'm wound a little tight, or maybe I could go back see my shrink again, talk to him about it.
But, okay, I mean, I'd pay for that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll figure that out. So, do you want? I'll go back. Will you go golfing like after the show? Will you go golfing like just 9 holes?
With you?
Yeah.
You would go golfing with me. You won't stay in the same campground as me, but you'd go golfing with me?
Yeah, okay, I take it back.
Wow.
I don't know. I might.
I don't know you. Okay. I don't know you. Todd, I don't know this guy anymore. I don't know this guy anymore. All right, stay with us. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Back after this. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like. Do a little naturally. But if it's too easy.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Tell me you don't just visualize everything going on when you hear that song in the movie.
Yeah.
Just, you know what we're talking, what's the worst movie you've ever seen in your life that you actually sat through?
Well, that's just it. I wouldn't sit through it. I just, no.
Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
Todd?
I've never seen 2.
Oh, is it bad? Oh, is it bad?
Yeah.
It is so bad. Yes. Caddyshack 2, worst movie I've ever seen in my lifetime. Yeah. I told you we had Lacey Underalls at our golf tournament in Nick years ago.
Yeah.
She was great. She was super. I got this for a good buddy of mine. Talk about camping. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is something I might do. John, you were talking about camping in August. You were talking about camping. In August, I'm heading out to Wyoming and the Grand Tetons in Colorado. I'll be camping for 21-plus days.
Oh my God.
I'm going to a climbing school for 5 days, then hoping to climb the Grand Tetons.
Wow, that's cool.
Also, Lisa and I are in the planning stages of going to Africa, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in March or February of 2025. I know you appreciate those types of adventures. I would like to join them.
I would like to join them for Kilimanjaro. 8 days. 8 days to climb that. And you got to get a guide and you got to stop. And my daughter's done that.
She's climbed Kilimanjaro?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. When I went to visit her, she said, Dad, you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro or go on a safari? I'm like, we'll go on a safari. But it was great. I mean, but yeah, she climbed that. It's, you need to get a guide. And
did you see where a woman got killed by an elephant on a safari last week?
No.
Yeah, from the United States. Yep. Oh, elephants.
Right. You are right out there with the animals. I mean, that is like
you're in their neighborhood.
It's their turf. And
absolutely.
Some of them remind you it's their
turf.
And
if they want to take you out, they can take you out. Got this one for bad movies. Birdemic or The Room? I don't know either one of those movies. You, Todd?
No, I think it's Birdemic, maybe.
Birdemic?
Like a,
okay. Or The Room. I don't know The Room either. No, don't know that one.
No.
What's your worst movie? You got to tell me your worst movie.
No, I don't, John. You said the worst movie I stayed through.
What was yours, Todd? How about you, Amanda? Amanda's got one.
Predictable.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Shush. You're...
Couldn't stand it.
You've got to be kidding me.
I wish I got that time back. Mm-mm.
I've watched Napoleon Dynamite 12 times. At least 12 times. How can you not like Napoleon Dynamite?
The only part of that movie that was anywhere decent was that last bit at the end when he did the dance.
Wow. I'll bet you wouldn't like a roundhouse kick to the head while I'm wearing these bad boys, would you, Peter Pan? I love it.
Okay.
I go home to Starla every night.
Did not see it.
Okay. You didn't see Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
I'm with Jim. I haven't seen that
one. There you go. You think everybody's seen everything you've done? There's just no. A lot of people didn't sit around
and watch
movies.
Quick poll?
Oh, fine, do it.
Quick poll. 75% of our people have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
75% have not.
75% have seen. $10 bet.
Okay, cool.
$10 bet.
Yep.
Jim and I.
Yep.
$10 bet.
Fine.
75% of our people have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
All right, and here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner, once that opens up, there's a talk button that texts the studio directly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the question is,
have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Period.
75%, yes.
Well, okay, just don't put a number in their head.
Have you
seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Everybody's seen Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Texts are coming in.
They're coming in hot.
And here I go.
Okay.
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 What is...
Did your daughter see it? I'm sure your daughter's all saw it, right?
I don't even know. What is it?
It was the biggest show in the country for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was. In the country.
In the country.
In the country. So far, yes, 100%. No, 0%.
That's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's, okay, 95 to 5 now. Uh-huh. Okay, okay, that's fine.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep calling. Keep texting. Okay, so what was it about? What is it?
Napoleon Dynamite, but this kid, they're in Idaho, small town Idaho, like where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was real outcast kind of kid, real, he was like the biggest dork in the entire class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and like the entire class, he was the biggest dork. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother. And just the life and the trials and tribulations. And he's trying to go with this one really hot girl, Summer Wheatley. Remember Summer Wheatley?
Nope.
And then Pedro built her a cake. I would have built her a cake. Remember that?
No, I didn't see it, John. Uncle Rico? I don't remember any of that. No.
Uncle Rico? Okay. Uncle Rico?
Mm-mm. Anyway, so what...
Text, I have seen Napoleon Dynamite. By the way, John, did your bike with the basket do sweet jumps? Yeah, it did. Gosh. Yeah. 98% yes, 2% no. Who's the odd man out now,
Jim? That doesn't sound like a great plot.
It was unique. It was different. It was very different.
I'm thinking with Amanda, and it sounds like a waste of time.
Really, but Amanda?
That's what
seems
she said.
Like you would like that.
She said,
no, I didn't. I'm sorry. As I said, like, I watched it. I watched it when I was, like, 15, too, by the way. You know, where that kind of humor would have been
right.
More my thing. And I thought it was the dumbest movie until the dance part, and that was it.
Wow. Okay, then. Wow.
And I, at the time, when I was 15, I was a huge Kevin Smith fan, too. So, okay. Like, that type of humor is usually my thing.
Did you see Clerks? Bad movie. Text from Lisa Hale, our news bureau chief. The only thing good about that movie was Napoleon's dance and the Vote for Pedro memes that came out of it. Okay.
With that said, she
thanks,
did see
Lisa.
It.
She did see it. You know, she sat through it.
That's the poll isn't did you like it or not?
No.
The poll is
she sat
did you
through
see
the entire
not?
Movie.
So, all right.
Most of the people out there have.
That would be
98%
yes.
Have seen the movie.
We're just getting started here. Come on.
Tina, you fat lard. It's another line from the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. I was a little worried about that.
No. No. Right. Are you drinking 2% because you think you're fat? You could drink 1% if you wanted.
That's not. That was the humor in that?
Yeah.
I can see why it was a bomb. Yeah.
It wasn't a bomb. It was huge.
Jim, it was huge.
It was huge.
It was so you saw
huge.
It?
Blockbuster. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't see it. But
okay,
I,
then.
But hold on. Just because I don't like something or don't see it doesn't mean that it wasn't a hit.
Well, that's the way I think.
I know you do.
Man.
I remember.
All right. Uncle Rico is me. Right, Todd?
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
So Uncle Rico...
If they'd put me in at state finals, we would have won in 1982. I could throw a football over those mountains. Really? I've been texting hot babes all day.
That's hilarious. You know? I'm rolling on the floor.
Have some dang quesadillas. No? Nothing? Nothing? You get nothing here.
Nope.
Okay.
But still, I'm in the minority here.
We are, Jim. Look at the...
I know. Yeah. I see that.
98% of our listeners have seen Napoleon Dynamite.
8:27. Another half hour yet to call in. And
keep
have you
in.
Seen Napoleon Dynamite? And yes. All you do is text it in and hit no.
I have seen it minimum
here.
8 times.
That's the other thing. Some of these people texting in have seen it 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's one of those movies you'll just watch over and over again. It is a cult thing.
It's kind of a cult classic at this point.
Yeah, it sounded like
it has a big following, a bunch of memes out there.
It's almost like, you know what it's almost like? It's almost like the Big Lebowski. You know, if you've watched The Big Lebowski, you either didn't like it or you just love it.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing, almost the same humor.
Exactly. And I've watched The Big Lebowski easy 12 times. Easy 12 times.
And I've watched that as much as I've watched Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow. Like, what kind of movies would you watch?
Oklahoma. Sound of Music.
Seven Brides or Seven Brothers.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Yeah.
You guys could not be more different.
No, I don't think it's humanly possible.
No.
I don't think it's humanly possible for two human beings to be more different than you and I are.
Yeah.
Not possible.
We're not even from the same state. Yeah, you're right.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking something pretty cool. Code Zero Radio. You don't want to miss this? Back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Kaukauna Area School District may ask voters to approve a $200 million facilities referendum in November. The biggest item in the proposal is constructing a new middle school. Other items include safety and security upgrades, more flexible learning spaces, and creating space for child care services. The referendum would cost property owners about $95 per $100,000 of property value. The district is seeking public comment and will send surveys to residents this month before they decide how best to move forward. As grocery prices go up, more people are facing food insecurity, says Ryan Rasmussen, the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry.
The need is just incredible. And really, that's nationwide. So we're no different. But right here in this community, we factor about 31% of our Winnebago County residents are facing food insecurity.
Rasmussen says more than 2,300 families in Oshkosh rely on the pantry for food every month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, I would never wear that. Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine through early afternoon, and then we do have a chance of an isolated shower or two popping through here by late today and again into tonight. Our high today, 68. The wind northeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. More sunshine in the afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite. Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden in Racine, Wisconsin. Crudy's there. He's going to bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates. Tune in. 3 to 6, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Andy McNamara and Bob Minter joining us right now. Code Zero Radio. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're good.
Morning.
We're
well,
good.
With the first question, have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course. Several times.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Huh? One guy says, of course. The other guy says, several times. That hurts. I was one of those guys that.
Yes.
And I'm obviously getting smoked in the poll. Yeah, so I'm not doing very well.
We have $10 riding on this.
Yes.
Okay.
Top 15 movie, probably, at least, in the comedy genre.
Absolutely. No question. Jim doesn't like comedies.
That's not true.
Well, he's a mayor, no sense of humor, probably.
Exactly.
No, I did too. Exactly.
Hey, you know what? He hates movies so much, he went to the debut of a movie he was in and left before he was on.
Oh, man, that's cold.
It wasn't, yeah, I just, John said, what's the worst movie you've seen that you stayed for? I'm like, wow, that's impossible, because if I didn't like a movie, I'd leave. And I did, right in the middle of a movie that I was in, but it was, anyway, I saw myself first. I was on the big screen. It had his little talking line. And I was like, I said to the guy, how much longer is this? Because I was like, I went and saw the Usher guy. And I said, how much longer is it? He goes, 50 minutes. I said, 15 or 50? He goes, 50. I'm like, I'm leaving. So I left.
I got things to do.
Yeah, I had nothing to do. I mean, but it was, $9-$10 for the movie? But it was, it was fun. Anyway. Code Zero Radio, you must be making it because you already got your shirts.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
merch is always available.
Yeah. Right. You got to have that. We don't have that yet, so that's why I'm complimenting you.
He still wears the ones he stole from the city of Green Bay when he was mayor. Look at that.
Stole. I borrowed them. Okay. Anyway, so tell me about your business. That's very cool what you're doing. And I think the cool part is that you're 24/7. Tell us about your business.
Yeah, so the backstory is I'll let Bob kind of tell how it began. Bob actually started the station about a decade ago.
Yeah. We've been on the air 10 years. I was actually in Belmont, Iowa, where we used to live, and I started the station there. And I just discovered this amazing wealth of independent music. You know, there's so much out there, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's crazy how much music is out there.
And how much talent is out there.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The kids nowadays are just nuts.
Yeah.
Like this guy here, he's nuts. But we were coming up here to the Mile of Music every year, and we're coming up to other events up here every year. And my wife and I decided, why don't we just move to Appleton? Hmm. And so we relocated up here and got involved with the local music community, and it's been great ever since.
Phenomenal.
So obviously, Corey Chisholm was part of that you connected with, but. Tell me about the station. How did you relocate a station from Belmont, Iowa to Appleton?
Right. It's doing internet radio is kind of different than terrestrial.
Okay.
Right.
Because everybody can do it remotely. You just have to have broadcasting software at your place or whatever. So we moved up here. We did a couple of Mile of Music remotes. And Andy jumped on board and started Fox City's Core, which is a great program to watch. And we've got a couple of other programs, Joel Ziegler's High Anxiety Radio, and Ike Aramba, who was your guest a little while ago.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he has a show every Tuesday night on the station that he does from Hobart. It's grown in that way. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, the connection here in the music community is great.
Andy, how about for yourself?
Yeah, I mean... I was a fan of Code Zero Radio and, was lucky enough to jump on board with Bob. And I think
he used to write me love letters all the time.
There's so much talent in this area,
yes.
Fox Cities and beyond. And even in Green Bay, it's what we try to do is go out and find bands that need to be heard. And if you listen to Code Zero, you'll notice we play a ton of great mainstream music right alongside all the local stuff, and the local stuff stacks up.
Right.
Next to it, you wouldn't even know a difference in quality, which some people are, they're ingrained to think, well, if a band's local, they're probably not good, probably better than a mainstream band. But if you listen to Code Zero, you're going to hear a ton of local stuff, a lot of your mainstream favorites. And we try to make it to where we're out mining for these bands. So there might be bands that you never heard of. There's just constantly. And Bob.
Yeah, and that was always the goal to make it sound like mainstream radio. With local talent and regional talent.
Love it.
And so do I. And we sometimes talk about our community here, you know, the Fox Valley and Green Bay, that maybe a little overshadowed by sports. And, you know, for you guys to come and elevate this. And the Milan music is all original, right? That's all local. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, that's cool. And that's extremely popular. What are they, in the 13th year now or something? Yeah.
So, we do stuff like Bob mentioned the shows. We've got, I host Fox City's Core, which is a band interview show. And we really get into the weeds. It's broadcast live every Saturday morning. It's an hour-long show. And an hour is a long time to talk to an artist. So you really get into things you wouldn't normally get into.
Yeah.
Which, and then afterwards, you know, we put the video up and people can watch it. But mainly we like to strive for keeping it community oriented.
Right. Kind of like what we tried doing Fridays doing with Dennis Peters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think by doing that, I hope parents, we ask the musicians, I'm sure you do too in your interview, like, you know, what was it that made you stay with it or really run with it? And sometimes it's not the parents. Sometimes it's the teacher or a friend of theirs that encouraged them and said, look, man, you got
talent
here.
But there usually is a person.
Yeah. That,
you know what I mean? There usually is a person.
Pretty cool to hear that. I think you musicians are extremely talented and
supportive. I think it's great that you're so supportive of one another.
But to have the confidence to really say this is what I want to do, that's tough because you don't get rich right away.
Right. Well, and you know,
right away.
This is all self-funded as well. So, you know, we're not, it's kind of the love of the game.
Yeah. Right.
We're not under the oppressive thumb of the corporate ad machine. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Right.
Although I wouldn't mind taking on a couple.
Although if you're hiring.
Yeah. Hey, we're working on it. The owner's coming in. So
is there a theme right now for local music as far as, you know, country was so big for a while and then it was this and that. Is there one central thing that you guys have found?
I found that like it seems like a lot of the younger bands are, it's almost like a callback to the 80s. It's more keyboard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I was talking to Bob about it on the drive up. There's a band that we both saw a few days ago called Modern Haunting, and they've kind of have that sound. They're from the Green Bay area. So, I mean, it's kind of going out too and seeing what's going on in the community, and that is a job all itself right there.
Is it fun almost discovering these bands?
Let me tell you something. That is the point of doing all of this, because once in a while you'll find that gem in the rough, the diamond in the rough, and it's an amazing experience. Like Pudge, for instance, that was an amazing band, and the Lately out of Appleton. Instances like that where you just find something that's really special.
Cool.
So, and like this Modern Haunting, like where do you find that? I mean, first time I heard about it was when you mentioned it, but where do you...
It sounds weird.
They're almost like an underground circuit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think like when you're talking to these bands, like when we've got bands coming over, where, you know, Bob does a lot of remotes talking to bands before shows and stuff. You talk to them and you see who are you guys playing with? Do you guys suggest other bands that maybe I haven't heard about?
Sure.
A lot of networking.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of networking. And there are also a lot of people that are in multiple bands. You might to somebody and they're in like three or four bands.
Right.
It's like, wow.
Right.
Well, it's funny because when Dennis is in here, so many times there'll be somebody and it's like, remember we played together in yada yada.
He's in the clam band and I'm surprised he has time to come in here.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right?
He's awesome,
he's
man.
Pretty popular.
Did you guys ever see the movie? No, it was a series like Netflix or one of those where the guy, he ran a record company in New York like in the 70s, and that was part of their thing, was going out to all these clubs and underground clubs. And remember, I think it was the New York Dolls or something that he discovered.
I feel all of a sudden like the mayor. I've not seen that.
Okay.
I saw a preview for it.
I got your back.
But you know what I'm talking about, though? But it almost sounds like what they do, where they would all go to different clubs at night trying to find, you know, discover bands.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And thank goodness for, you know, social networking, because that's the way I find a lot of bands is through Facebook and so on.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted you to come and, you know, they've got a gig at some place, how would they get a hold of you and say, hey, you guys want to come and hear us?
Well, we're big in Brazil.
Okay.
Our Facebook page is our most popular page. Instagram also, Code Zero Radio, and a little bit of on it. We don't do much on X, but Facebook is our major social platform.
Andy McNamara and Bob Minter, Code Zero Radio is the name.
And so how'd you get into this, Bob, Andy, either one of you?
Actually, it's I can go way back. I was a GM at a college radio station, so I had my own show, which featured local talent. That's when I discovered the wealth of talent out there. So I started a show called Zip Code Zero, And that grew into Code Zero Radio because I just couldn't get all of it in a 2-hour show.
Sure.
So I started Code Zero Radio and I learned how to operate an internet radio station the hard way.
Nice. Andy?
I'd listen to shows like Rockline and Hitline and watch John on the news and do the live and interactive stuff. And I always
seem that old. But,
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Dang, I don't know if that's a rip on me or John. So.
Oh, I know who it's a rip on. Trust me.
Guarantee Andy is on him. But anyway.
You tell a cute story, though, that your younger brother called into my show one time?
Yeah, and his question was, what's your predictions for the Super Bowl, John? I really want to find it because I want to see if you're right. But, I always had an interest.
Let me save you some time.
Like Tom Snyder, his show. It was a sit down. It was like just really into the weeds kind of thing. And I always loved that stuff. Always wanted to do something like that. So I was really thankful for Bob taking me on. And it's a lot of work, but it's really rewarding as well.
Well, it's got to be fun just learning from both these groups. I'm always fascinated when we bring in these groups. I like knowing the backstory.
Yeah.
And I used to love the old MTV, the backstories.
Right.
I love that part of it.
Right. Yeah.
And who they listen to, that's always
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. What inspired them.
Right.
Well, that is most interesting. I like that stuff.
Totally agree.
Yeah, so what we do is, if people want to check out the station, you can go to live.codezeroradio.com. There's a web player. You can also, of course, we have an app. Like, everybody's got an app, right?
Everybody's
so you've
got an app.
You have 30 to have apps app. On your phone.
Yeah.
And also, if you've got the TuneIn app, you can listen on there and certain apps like that. So we always suggest just give us 20 minutes. You're going to hear stuff you like. You're going to hear something you recognize, and then you're going to hear something you never heard from the area, like a great local artist, and you'll see who they are, and hopefully you go see their shows and find out more about them.
That's great. I mean, and you're 24/7. You guys are. I can turn you on right now. And
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be the magazine or newspaper, The Entertainer. Yep. Remember?
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I don't think so.
Because would have been the venue for these kinds of bands to advertise in back in the day.
Yeah, I think the massage parlors kind of shut that down.
They were their big sponsors.
They were the big sponsors.
And here's an issue now. It's like, you know, social media. There is so much out there.
Yeah.
You're trying to find like one spot where you can find a lot of.
That's what I'm saying. A clearinghouse, almost.
Yeah, and
you guys are kind of that. The Entertainer was that. That was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So do you got to?
You used to campaign through that. Remember?
Never.
You did too.
There was a lot of. You know, businesses kind of campaigning through their one cheap industry I can think of.
Right. That's what I just referenced. Is there some like John talked about? Country is. Is there some band, though, that you kind of got your eye on that maybe you don't want to say that? But
I will. I mean, there's just a couple of them. The Traveling Suitcase is one of them. Redshift Headlights. Tuck, you had Andrew here from Tuck last week. I mean, we could go on and on. The Present Age, Zebra Mussels, a huge one.
Yeah.
Bob, do you have some you want to throw out there?
The Royal Blue, who just got back together after a 2-year hiatus, they produce great music. They put out some great stuff. So they just recently... started back up again, so I'm digging into that.
Is there any one geographical area in Northeast Wisconsin that's kind of a hotbed?
Appleton.
I would say
Appleton is. It really is.
I've been finding out more and more about Green Bay, though.
Yeah, like, that's true.
There's a ton going on up here, and it's like it's. I think everybody was so focused on Appleton. There's a lot of bands that we think are from Appleton, but they're actually Green Bay.
Yeah.
Which
that Mile of Music put them on the map, though. I mean, Appleton, Lawrence, I mean, they've got a lot of good things going on there. But that Mile of Music was a coup for them. I was very upset when that happened because I was the mayor then. I was like, what the hell happened?
Like I said, I had to introduce. I don't know, maybe Vic Ferrari or something years ago. And when I got on that stage and I looked down that street, it's
is
like,
that something?
Oh my lord!
Right.
Yeah. It almost looked like the NFL drafted it.
Very
it
cool.
Had that kind of a feeling to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people up in Green Bay that want to find out what's going on up here, on the Tracks, I think it's called, is a music venue up here, and the Tarleton are like two places that are putting on a ton of local like regional bands that just sweet
and Epic has really helped too.
Yeah.
Oh, venue. It's wonderful. Yes. Wonderful.
This is great what you guys do. Andy McNamara, Bob Minter, Code Zero Radio. They can just look it up and listen to you guys all day long, right?
Yeah.
We'd absolutely. Love
that. All right.
If you guys got some bands that need to get a little bit more pub, you let us know. We'd love to get them on here on a Friday.
Awesome. I'll get you guys back too.
Awesome.
That'd be great.
Stuff. We'd love to.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. Great having you guys. All right. We're going to set our break. Back after this. When you see a ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dream.
Say long time to be gone. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We were here. I was here.
Neither one of you were here.
I was here.
Hey, I want to say how cool those that whole thing is.
Absolutely.
Isn't that awesome?
And if you love local music, like Wisconsin music and stuff like that, Saturday nights right here on WGBW and WISS, our own MaxSync Radio. Great program. You get Wisconsin music all night long. Great interviews. So that's another thing you can check out right here on Civic Media.
Fantastic. Good stuff. You know, I just like that there's been such a resurge in trying to help promote. I mean, we've had the great bands here, you know, Boogie and the Yo-Yos and the Vic Ferraris and the Big Mouths and everything, and they're legendary. They've been going for 30 years. Mm-hmm. But I just think there's a resurgence in grassroots. I don't even want to use the word garage bands, but just...
Well, kind of is. I mean, they're discovering these people that are, they kind of are.
And there's venues for them now.
Right.
I mean, it used
That's
to be...
That's important.
Literally, when I was a kid, it would be high school dances.
Yeah.
Would be the only place...
That they could play. And what's nice about, you know, if they get hooked up with this Code Zero... They can help promote it too, right? This is where these guys are playing, or these girls, wherever the gals playing. But yeah, that's I didn't even know we had that in our community. So
no, I think
now
it's
I
great.
Do. So I think it's great that we're doing that.
And you know what? That it encourages kids. Like, you know, I was talking about Decades, the young band that that the glam band put together. You know, they're 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're going to be opening for them at some of these events. That's such great exposure.
Right.
But again, years ago, they would be playing a junior high dance and hope that somebody saw them and got them for a bigger dance.
That would be it.
And that was like the transgression back then. And now there are so many other reasons. But I think that's a combination. I think that's why there are so many young bands starting up now, because they know they have more of a voice.
Right.
Well, I know you're talking about how garage bands are like all the rage, but Battle of the Bands has really blown over the years. You can
Good
see
point.
Them at the fair. You can see them at basically any music festival now.
Yeah. Right. Great point.
And that's nice to give them that opportunity. And as much as they call it Battle of the Bands, they all get along. And I think that's a cool thing about that industry, is they really respect each other and they support each other. Like, you know, these guys just
agree.
Like Andy and Bob did here. So, all right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It is.
And our poll is still 98% to 2%.
Yeah. The polling is kind of slowed down. So you guys want to do one more push for it.
Yeah. Quick poll here. We've got $10 riding on this, folks.
The guy that can override it all just walked in. Sage? He owns the place. So, Sage, have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course.
Of
he said.
Course.
Thank you, Sage.
Oh, that hurts.
99%
of our listeners have seen Napoleon Dynamite now versus 1% who is the former mayor.
Okay.
Wow, did you get smoked on this one?
I did. Wow.
This one is incredible. It's the worst defeat you have ever suffered in the history of this radio program. Worst defeat ever.
Yeah,
this is like you losing an election.
No.
You know what I mean? Same
that
thing.
That would hurt. I don't think you could.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be like if you and I ran against each other.
Yes, it would be.
It'd be 99% me.
That is true.
1% you.
No, it would be 99-1, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll wipe that off. Okay, I owe you $10.
talk about that text right there, Todd.
Text just came in from Cam in Nina. He said, Civic Media has a crazy good lineup of interviews all the time with hosts who have pleasant, distinct voices.
Okay, very cool.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Are they talking about you guys?
I don't know. Who is that from again?
I didn't get that.
Cam and Nina.
All right, who are you talking about? You talking about the other shows? We need to know. I got to know Cam. Talk to me. Yes.
So, tomorrow.
Yes.
Who do we got coming in tomorrow? I was looking at that.
Cool stuff.
So coming up tomorrow and Thursday, first of all, don't forget we got a plant trees in Appleton tomorrow,
right? Let's talk about that. I think that's cool because Johnny and I don't know, a couple weeks ago we did the Trash Bash where you put on your yellow vests and cleaned up the city.
And Amanda did it too with us.
And Amanda, right. And that was fun. And it was a nice group of people. I think there were 30, 40 people that did that. And
I was hoping I'd find stuff, though. Weren't you kind of?
Yeah, I think everybody kind of does picks up garbage to hope they find.
I hope they find something kind of cool.
It's kind of cool or money.
Yeah.
You know,
or
kinda,
a watch or something. I don't know. I was hoping to find something. Yeah.
And then I think it was kind of in line with that. We had the people from Appleton are talking about environment, and we plant trees, apple trees, in Appleton, and they do that annually, and they invited us to come down and plant trees, so we're going to do that tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So the show's over at 9, and we're going to go to Appleton and plant trees, and then that's going to be part of our travel, and we're going to stop and interview a few small businesses, right?
Yeah. And we're going to take the money that you guys have been charged for fines for not being ready when the mics open up. We're going to take that money, right, and we're going to donate 2 trees tomorrow. Mm-hmm. $50 a tree.
Mm-hmm. I don't – that fine thing, that was more like chatter. We weren't serious.
No, it
that.
Is. There's, Amanda's got it written down. Where are we at? What's the tally, Amanda?
Amanda can do the math on that.
Okay.
Also, I want to let people know.
By a forest.
They can actually go to civicmedia.us, click on Mino and the Mayor, and we'll have a poll up there for the rest of the day regarding Napoleon Dynamite.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Jim, you can send
that'd
some
be
people
nice.
There.
Okay, I got right. it. I'll,
Jim
I,
owes
I got...
$90. $90. I owe $60. Todd owes $10. Amanda $5. And Dennis $10.
Where'd the 5 come from? What was 5?
Yeah, why only 5, Amanda? Yeah.
Where's that from?
Yeah.
Because you were upset that I didn't talk before the break and you got fined. So out of good faith, I said
you took
I would
half
take,
of my fine.
Take half.
Thank you. That's fair.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And why isn't mine?
Because she didn't tell us what we were going on. So it was her fault that we weren't
on. It really wasn't her fault, but I think she was just trying to be nice.
We'll take it, Todd.
I was in shock that the picture of your hair, I didn't know it was you.
Oh.
That's why I didn't talk.
When I had the perm days?
Yeah.
that one. Okay.
A lot of women thought that was hot. A lot. Amanda, they did.
You can't back that up.
Some
but
did.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow's poll right there.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I had a lot of people text me. It's like, hey, that was kind of a hot look back then. And they were like,
just a lot
man, I wish I knew you in 76. Hey, I would have celebrated the bicentennial with you. I'm serious. There's a lot of them said that, Jim. Hey, would you have taken me to Rocky?
With Billy Beer.
Yeah. I'm just saying. 76. All right.
Okay, that's going to be fun tomorrow, though. I'm really looking forward to that.
And then also on the show, Tarl Knight's coming in from the Tarleton talking about Keys to the City, all those painted pianos that'll be around the city, right?
Yes.
He's coming in. Emily Smith from the Green Bay YMCA is in. They've got a golf outing going on. And then we'll have Sean Lynch on from Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh. They've got some rides coming up. I know you guys are into biking.
We might take part.
Yeah,
right.
We,
exactly.
Because
so
we're putting a schedule together.
Could he bring me some gel pants? Could you ask him if he's got some?
No, tomorrow when he's on, you can ask him.
Well, John, maybe you can just bring some up. I'll wear them. Tomorrow.
He's going to be from our Oshkosh studio tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, he's going to be from Oshkosh. Okay. All right. I'm going to buy some of those.
I think you will. And I just,
but I got to try them on beforehand because my legs
but
are so
people
big.
People will talk about you.
What do you mean?
We,
what?
There's a whole group of people that laugh behind your backs. You guys who wear those colored shorts and bikers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jim, what happened to you as a child that you're scared like this?
Yeah, what happened? What happened exactly?
What happened to
you
your childhood?
You fall off the Shetland pony. Shetland pony kicked you in the head?
He wore bike shorts on the Shetland pony.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I don't know about the bike shorts because I'm going to probably be biking next to you, too. That's the other thing. I'm kind of selfishly looking at this. Let's just wear...
Kiss cam.
Like, right. Let's just wear, like... workout clothes, you know?
I'm wearing gel shorts.
Oh, God.
I am. I need to. I chafe, Jim. I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, that's enough.
I didn't grow up on a motorbike on a Shetland pony, all right, where you got calluses in your thighs. All right, look at the time. We got to go.
It's going to be fun tomorrow.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Mine on the Mayor. See ya.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
This is producer Anya. On our next show, Maggie and I will discuss Holocaust denialism, genocide prevention, and what all of us can do about it. Never again is now.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Busted pencils, fully loaded.
Unleaded Education Talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.